Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the city on Withered and Dibs. Hey, Vince, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listening to Clay's, whatever that post or interview, to me, it just sounds like I personally, just watching all of his interviews, I really think he hasn't thought too much about it. I mean, I'm sure he's given it thought, but I don't think he's really thought deep into it. But as far as what I took away from the loss last night was like you guys are saying, that's exactly who the Warriors have been this season. The roster never really mixed well. There was no direction. They looked lost, and they got handed last night. And you know what? It's the Kings. We got a hell of a fight out of them last season, and you know, they came back and finished us off for a play-in. And I mean, it's a play-in, so who really cares? Because you weren't going to do anything this season. You weren't going to beat Denver. Be real. There's no way that our team was going to beat Denver this year with that roster and the way that they've been playing up and down the whole season. Now, since you guys got Coach Kerr coming on, I'm curious, moving forward, since he did re-sign for 2 years, we know his philosophy, how much of that's going to stay the same, and how much do you guys think he's going to have to tweak it and change it and revamp it, because small ball caught the whole league, you know, off guard, and that's kind of what helped the dynasty. But now that teams have caught up, and like I've been saying this whole season, calling in, the league and the players have just gotten bigger, faster, stronger, and more athletic. It's going to be hard to try to outrun them with mid-30-year-old guys who just can't really. I mean, Steph maybe can do it. Draymond can't do it. Klay can't do it. And I don't know if the rest of the roster is going to be able to do it. So I'm just curious as to how much Coach Kerr is going to have to change it up, aside from roster moves and changes.
Well, Vince, here's what I would say. Dibs, I'm not sure what you think. Thanks, Vince. But I would say this. First of all, you don't know what changes you need to make as far as your coaching approach until you know who's on your roster.
Right.
Because any good coach is going to try to tailor things to put their players in the best position to succeed. So first you have to ask the question, who are your players? Once you know who your players are, and this is a very fair question for Steve because he's the one who said this last night. He said he thought a poor job this year of helping the guys basically move the ball on offense. He felt like the team fell into individual effort too often. And that is very much what I see when I look at Jonathan Kuminga. Kuminga has become sort of their best, hey, dude, you take it guy. And he's pretty good at breaking down a defender, the little fall away there just inside the free throw line. He's gotten pretty good at that, but that is not sustainable, effective offense. That's not what made the Warriors who they are. What made the Warriors who they are, Steph and Klay never stopped moving, and that movement combined with the ball movement led to open threes and a very, very devastating offense. Well, they can't move the same way anymore, so the shots do not become as open, and you get Steph and Kuminga trying to break down a defense individually. That's not as effective. Steve wants to do a better job of helping his guys out of that. I definitely want to ask him, how do you go about doing that?
Right, and how do you go about doing it when you've got this roster composition and, you know, Kevon Looney, not necessarily a pass and cut guy. TJD, more of a rim runner from the dunker spot. Jonathan Kuminga is getting better at that style of play, but he's still more of an ISO guy, ISO Joe. When he gets it, he wants to cook, as that earlier caller was saying. So you make a great point about you got to construct your offense around the personnel that you have, and we talk about this more in football than we do in basketball, but you don't have the same sort of pass and cut offense as you've had in the past. And think about when they had KD, they played more ISO ball when KD was on the court because that is more of a comfort zone for him.
The Warriors need a front court player. They need a new front court player.
Well, they need a front court player who can shoot the ball from three as well as get you a bucket in the mid-range and inside.
And by the way, this is one of the weirdest things. I'll scratch my head about this all year. Whenever the rebounding stats would suggest that the Warriors were one of the top rebounding teams in the NBA, seems like not when it matters. Last night, and maybe this is just a hustle thing, every loose ball went to Sacramento. The rebounding and the ball handling underneath was absolutely horrific. And it feels like that showed up in big moments, even though statistically things said that the Warriors were a good rebounding team. It looked like they went stretches where they were out of position on defense and allowed a lot of offensive rebounds. Last night was certainly one of those games.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think the Warriors need a new front court player who can score the basketball inside and out, and on the defensive side, take a little pressure off people like Draymond Green, who's going to be 35 soon and is asked to be 7 feet tall when he's 6'7". Like, they need someone else.
And you need somebody who can guard the ball, because outside of GP2, you didn't have that. And last night was a great example. De'Aaron Fox got just about everything that he wanted. I know he's a tough cover no matter what, but your on-ball defense outside of GP2, almost non-existent.
Yep.
You know, Wiggins can do it a little bit. Kuminga's getting better, but, you know, Steph is almost 37, and he can't do it. And Clay's talked about his lateral limitations now. So you're right about you need a versatile big, but you also need some help defensively in the backcourt.
Grandpa Daddy.
GPD.
Is on the line with Willard and Dibbs. GPD, what are you doing?
How you guys doing, man?
You know.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I woke up breathing, man. And it's a good day, man. When you wake up breathing, you're vertical.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
All I want to say, man, is, hey, I mean, what do you expect from somebody who's been given all this wealth and all this fame at a young age? Of course they're going to have egos, man.
GPD, right, GPD, I got to stop you right there. Are you right next to a construction zone or something? And if you're not, tell that person to stop banging.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm a general contractor, so. But, you know what? All I can say.
Yeah, that's painful. GPD, we love you so much. Please find a spot and call us back. And if you're in charge of those people, control your people.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
No construction during your call, GPD. You got 90 seconds to make your call. Go ahead and stop down on the construction site for just 90.
Like, oh my God.
Right?
I'm getting a migraine, and we're only about 13 seconds into this call. Let's go to Anthony in San Jose. Anthony, what are you doing?
Just driving home.
Okay. Good luck.
Look, you know, people just forget where we were. Like, we believe Warriors got past the first round, and it was like the second coming, right? Last year we did that, it was a failure. It's kind of absurd.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Level of talent we had was unprecedented a few years ago when you're looking at number one picks like Bogut. We had Iguodala coming off the bench. You had Durant. Now the league is so good. It's impossible how good this league is. Have a better record, and then we can't get past the play-in. It's not the Warriors' fault. There's constraints. There's talent. There's what money is available based on the cap. And then there's age, execution, leadership, and then experience. We were so lucky to have the talent from Pods and Jackson Davis that we did. And my biggest concern was, like, is this enough time for these guys to show up for the playoffs and deliver? And clearly it wasn't. But it doesn't mean we have to be all upset and the Warriors suck and all this. It's like, it is what it is. You know, I mean, yeah, I would love if we had Jaren Jackson Jr. or we had Halliburton. It didn't roll our way with drafts or trades, but we still had a great run, and these players are still great, and they'll always be part of the Warriors. We just have to see, what can we do? How can we tweak things to add that one or two guys that make this the team that can compete, like a couple of years ago where we just won a title and probably shouldn't have, but things broke right.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I'll give to Jordan Poole. Anthony, thank you. The year that he had two seasons ago, in many ways, is why the Warriors won. Now, it doesn't mean that he was their best player or their most important player. What it means is that the key guys who are getting older, you sort of need something else to throw at a defense to keep things fresh and keep their responsibilities down a little bit. You have to have that at this stage of their career. When things went south with Jordan Poole, for all the reasons and whichever ones you want to pick, it doesn't matter. He couldn't do that anymore. And I don't know if you remember this. You and I had a conversation one time where there was like this unnamed exec, and I don't even know, but he goes, if the Warriors are going to contend this year, and this is talking about last year, if they're going to contend this year, they would need someone else to surprisingly step forward and improve the same way Jordan Poole did the year before. Instead, what they got was a lessened Jordan Poole and no one else to step forward.
And Andrew Wiggins, who missed half the year, and a number of other things.
And yeah. So it's actually kind of amazing that they still went as far as they did. Then this year, you turn Jordan Poole into Chris Paul. Jonathan Kuminga takes a big step forward, but not that kind of a leap. Like, and it wasn't until halfway through the year that he took his leap or even got his opportunity to take his leap. So this is what you get. Sure, you got 46 wins, but you end up in a play-in tournament. You get blown out. You're done. Okay, so what do you need next year? Well, now you need whatever you got 2 years ago, but you need even more of it. Because now these guys are 3 years older.
Right.
And so all of the things that were true then are doubly true for this coming year. And that's the kind of change I'm talking about. It doesn't mean this whole idea of fire everybody. No. First of all, you can't.
Right.
And second of all, to me, it's not about that. It's about reshuffling the responsibility of the people who are here and adding someone who gives you a completely new dynamic that the rest of the league has not seen. I don't know who that person will be. We have both talked about Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think there could be other names out there. Some of them who may be a total surprise. Some of them who may play deep into the playoffs. May not fit on their team anymore. We'll see. We'll see who's available. I'd argue there may be some people available that we don't know are going to be available. And one thing as a Warriors fan you can fall back on is Joe's going to try. Like, you don't ever have to worry about that.
He's going to try, but I don't know how much he's going to be able to spend. It's going to have to be through trades because they're a repeat offender in the second apron, and he's already mentioned that he doesn't want to be there. His goal is to get underneath the tax threshold, and that's going to be difficult to do even with the players you have. So unless you can creatively turn Chris Paul into another player, so if you find a way to pick up his option and trade him and get $30 million back worth of player, you take a team who wants that $30 million expiring, and they'll take that on in exchange for a couple of picks. Well, and you trade Wiggins and Moody, and you get $30 million worth of player back for those two. Now you're looking at the possibility to restart this thing. You might be above the tax, but that to me is really the only way you're going to be able to go about doing it.
And there's some quirky rules, and you know, maybe we'll get Bobby Marks on sometime to talk it out a little bit, because there's some quirky rules with regard to Chris Paul specifically and his style of contract, in that I think it's something to the effect of, to trade him, at least one pick needs to be attached, and normally the rules about, like, the salaries need to be within 80% of one another. Not this one. They need to be almost exact.
Right. And I think it's because they're in the second apron. And that's when you're up in the second apron, I don't think that you get that 80% buffer. The other question for Bobby Marks, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to him tomorrow as we get deeper into contracts, is the bird rights for Klay Thompson. If you sign Klay, does all that money apply in the same way that a normal free agent would, as it pertains to going over the tax?
My least favorite rule in the NBA.
Bird rights?
Well,
or just the luxury tax?
Not the bird rights. The fact that your own, and I, again.
Yeah, but yeah.
Bird rights will transfer. That's not what I'm talking about. To me, there should be a reward for drafting a star. You drafted him. So, like, this would not have worked for Durant. But the fact that you are penalized on your salary cap for trying to keep your own drafted star, like, the NBA should be incentivized to have those players stay where they currently are. It would actually make the league more competitive, be less of an advantage for all the big markets. But secondarily, just reward teams who nail the draft. If you find Steph Curry at 7 and Klay Thompson at 11 and Draymond Green in the second round, dude, high five, you get to keep them without it penalizing you to the point where you can't have anyone else. I think that's the stupidest rule in the NBA, that you get penalized for that, basically. There's got to be a way to acknowledge teams that nail players in the draft. They're homegrown. They should be incentivized to stay.
Yeah, and I do think that having the players' bird rights is a partial workaround as it pertains to some of the tax penalties. I don't pretend to know all the minutiae. I don't watch sports so that I can be an armchair capologist. That's a part of the job and a part of being a fan that sometimes makes my eyes roll back in my head. It is interesting at times, especially when you look at Klay and what can they pay Klay. What are they willing to pay him versus other teams? But we're now in off-season mode, and we have to all put on our amateur caps to start talking about the cap. Where's my cap?
Yeah, it's on your head. Let's go to David in the city. Hi, David. What's up?
Hello there.
Hello.
Yes. What I want to say is I believe that Klay will be back at something like 22. I doubt after 14 years with the Warriors that he's going to feel very comfortable really anywhere else. And, you know, he's, as you guys pointed out, he's got a lot of money, and he got 2 years of pay from the Warriors while, you know, he was injured too. So I think there's a lot of loyalty there. But last night, yes, was definitely disappointing. It felt like the day the music died. 24-point loss to Sacramento in this playoff. Klay 0 for 10. And Steph obviously exhausted in the last two games. He had 13 turnovers. I doubt he's ever had that in his entire career in two games in a row. So that's what we're up against. Unfortunately, it didn't end with a splash, but more like a lot of bad dribbles, to put it a certain way.
No doubt, David. I mean, one of my thoughts in watching the way Steph Curry played the stretch of this season was to really think about the responsibility that's on his shoulders. And Steve Kerr talked about that in recent weeks, not just being too much this year, but being too much just over the last handful of years. The responsibility on Steph Curry's shoulders is too great. If he looks that tired in the first game of the postseason after taking two rest days in the week leading up to it, if he looks that tired now, how are you going to expect that guy to take a team into June? So the whole order of responsibility, in my opinion, needs to be shuffled in this offseason with the Golden State Warriors. Does not mean all the people need to leave, but their responsibility needs to be reshuffled.
Well, at the very least, it's got to be lessened for Steph Curry. You can't expect him to go out there and have to carry the water as many times as he did this year and play as deep. And when they won the championship 2 years ago, he sat out the last 12 games of the regular season because you were able to. And I know he was hurt, but you had a little bit of a cushion. I think they started that year 18-2, Mark, if I'm not mistaken. And so you built up quite a cushion early in the year. This year, you kind of did the opposite where you started out the year dreadful and you were chasing it for the majority of the season, so you didn't have a chance to really give guys quality rest.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.